Hello, welcome back to YatesRadio.com. We are going to be interviewing a special person named Josiah, and I hope you love our introduction. What about school do you like?
I'd just like to say thank you for having me. Personally, my favorite subject in school has to be science or math, because if you don't have science, you can't physically do math. But if you don't have math, you can't do science, because science and math kind of go hand in hand.
What if you could change something about school? What would it be?
It would be, well, I don't really have something to change about school. Like, I think school is already, like, good. I think that, like, if I could change one thing, though, it'd be that, like, certain kids, if they don't, like, know how to stop and just listen, that they should just, like, leave and don't yell at and curse at the teacher when the teacher says to leave. Yes, Mr. Rickus.
What about if we could put, instead of water in the water fountains, what if it was Gatorade fountains?
I mean, I don't think that, since it all is in, I think that if everything's in, like, a one pipe, I don't think that the thing could have an entire thing full of Gatorade that could run through.
What about an indoor swimming pool with a diving board?
I mean, I'd love that, but this school is a little small, so I don't think.
What about if every class had two teachers instead of one?
That would be good, because one teacher could look for, like, kids who aren't really doing what they're doing, and the other teacher could stay focused learning.
Got this. What are you learning about?
Well, right now in math, we're learning how to multiply and divide fractions by whole numbers. Science, we're learning about, we're doing, like, an animal, like, thing, and we picked an animal to learn about. I chose a hybrid animal between a polar bear and a grizzly bear, and since the Arctic is starting to melt, polar bears are going down south, and grizzly bears are going a little north, and, like, it's almost mating season time, and if they find each other, they'd, like, mate, and a child would be born called a grizzly bear or a grizzly bear, and they live in the wild for a good age.
That's interesting. When you first said that, I thought you were talking, like, just fantasy, but then you explained it, and I'm like, wow, that really could be actually happening in forming a new species of animal. I had never thought about that before.
What is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject, as I said in the first question, I like science and math.
Have you been to other schools?
Yes, I've been to other schools like Lincoln. I did a few years in Lincoln, then I came over to this school. I went to some schools in New York City that I don't really remember the name. But, yeah, I went to Lincoln and the school.
What games do you like?
But it depends what games are you talking about.
You could mean video games or sports games or board games.
Well, for video games, I like games that, like, it's like a puzzle, and you have to figure out the puzzle. For sports. I like baseball and basketball. And for board games, I like chess because you have to think a lot.
You got to plan out your moves, right?
Yeah.
Like, in video games, do you like Minecraft and Roblox?
Well, yes, I do like playing, like, Minecraft and Roblox. Because, like, with Roblox, there's a variety of games that you could play. With Minecraft, I love the fact that you're playing and you're building things and, like, it's a fun, like, family-friendly game and it doesn't include violence. Fortnite.
Actually, Minecraft is not really for kids. You want to know why?
Why?
Because a lot of teenagers play it and a lot of people are online dating. So that's why it's not really for kids. But as long as you're playing Minecraft and you're not going into like public servers, then I think you're fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Good tip.
No. That's good. Where do you like to visit?
I like, personally, my favorite place to visit is New York. Cause my entire life I was raised in New York, and when I was like 3, we moved up here, and I was like, wait, where are we? Why am I here? And, I've always grown up in New York. I have family in New York and New York City. I just like it way more than Schenectady, so I for all you Schenectady lovers. I am excited because my dad said that when he like pays off some bills I have to pay off, we are going to be able to go on a trip to Puerto Rico. And I'm so excited because I'm going to meet some of my family that I've never met before.
Aww.
That's like the most exciting day of your life.
Oh, how did I get to
that? I was just doing this app called Ancestry.com.
What?
And your ancestry are your people in your family
who have died. And they're called ancestors?
Yeah, and they're called ancestors. So this app lets you look back in your family and kind of read about and see these people. So I can only imagine how it would feel like to meet them. Because I'm excited just to read their names and maybe see a picture.
But you can actually meet them or, like, they don't come back alive. Like,
I want you to think about it. What do you think?
You're done. Just go.
Just keep going past that question? Got it.
Who are your best friends?
Well, personally, I don't...
Not him, me.
Personally, I don't like having best friends. Because if I say... Oh, you're my best friend. I don't want the other person who are my friends to get upset. So personally, I just say that you're all my friends. I don't have a favorite.
If you have to pick CC cookies...
Chocolate chip
cookies or Oreos, what would you pick?
Well... If I had to choose between those two, I pick Oreos for a regular snack, but like if you're talking about like Oreos that you buy from the store and cookies you buy from the store, I'd pick Oreos. But if you're making them like yourself, I'd pick chocolate chip.
How dare you? Move on.
Sweet
treat
or sour treat?
That's easy. Sour treat.
Like Sour Patch Kids.
No, I'm talking about, like...
Lemonade?
I'm talking about really sour treats. Like, sometimes I literally drink a cup of 100% lemon juice. Like, it tastes good. I don't know why people are saying, it's sour.
Too sour.
Tell us why you like sour things, though.
Well, because sweet treats are, like... Sometimes it's too sweet. I like sour things that it gives me a little bit of, like... a weird face I could like take a picture of and have as a memory, but I think sour is just better than sweet.
Talking about like sour Warheads or the sour packets.
No, like really really sour stuff.
Like not candy, like real foods that are sour.
This is the microphone and pointer. hot Cheetos or taquitos?
Takis.
Taki, 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 taki. What are your favorite blank? What are your favorite hula? Ooh, I know. What is your favorite spirit animal? By the way,
my favorite spirit animal? Well, it depends which one are you talking about. Are you talking about the ones that you are talking about, or spirit animals like spirit animals like from Mexican culture?
Oh, I'm talking about like, you know, spirit animals where it looks like they if you pick a mouse, their ears, instead of their ears being regular, it looks like their ears are about to pop off of them.
Wow.
So, what type of animal would you like?
I have to go with a monkey. And for the ones I'm talking about, I choose a shadow dog. It's like a spirit dog that guides spirits to their family for Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead.
The Day of the Dead. Well, that is all.
What kind of parties you like?
Personally, I for birthday parties for me, I'd like to go out sometimes, and I'd always have like a specific theme. Like one theme would be like one year it was Pokemon. The next year I had I know I said that Fortnite isn't really good, but I had a Fortnite themed birthday. And one year I had a Minecraft themed birthday.
But that sounds like a good party though.
Huh. I mean, yeah. I really love having birthday parties, especially around my family.
Oh my god, birthday parties are the best. You get cake.
I'll tell you something about my childhood. When I was little, my first birthday, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Like, 4 years later, when I was five, Mickey Mouse. I had a SpongeBob themed birthday. And sometimes I won't, twice I didn't even have a theme. I just spent time with family.
Right. We're doing more of that in our family these days.
Go!
Two more.
Fine. What are your favorite... What are your favorite slimes? Like, is it fluffy slime or whatever?
My favorite slimes is, I really like fluffy, like, buttery slime.
Butter slime or cloud slime?
But personally, I like glitter slime.
Glitter slime. What type of glitter slime?
Just
stretchy,
like...
bouncy.
I'm just talking about, like, glitter...
Glitter
and slime in general. Like, I don't care what type of slime it is.
Because I was about to say, you like just glitter? Like, you want to just play around with glitter? Or do you want to play with slimy glitter? Yes.
So, what is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport has to be... I like baseball, but I also like football, and I'm not talking about football, like American football. I'm talking about like football, like soccer.
Yeah, I get it.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
You're welcome.
So,
keep listening.
So, keep listening to us on yahradio.com.